It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios of Today's Wish 99.7 FM. Good morning, and welcome to December. Ta-da. Wow, that's here quick. 24 days to show up, right? Because the guys show up on Christmas Eve. Good morning and welcome to our program. I can't believe it's December already. My name's George Dukovich, and you're listening to the Moneyline Financial Show. I'm a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor representative with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC, and we're here on the weekends to talk about basic investment and financial planning questions that are of concern to you. The phone numbers you can use to call us after the program, up to about an hour after the show, 1 hour, that's it, 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And the toll-free number, 1-800-400-3119. Again, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to check out our website at dukovichfinancial.com. Again, good morning to you. It's going to be kind of a warm, wet weekend, I guess, right? Lots of rain. Like, we haven't seen that before. That story continues. But what are you going to do? I guess it is winter. I just wish more sunshine would come out and stay with us a lot longer. Next week, we'll talk about the numbers, the markets. Yesterday on Friday closed and closed out in November again, which, boy, that went quick. We'll look at the scorecard next week as we get all the numbers in, but what a comeback for the market this week. One of those weeks, and it's one of those stories that we get approached a lot by the financial services business, like all the people that manage money, mutual funds, institutional money managers, insurance companies, you name it. They all approach us with their products and services and, you know, showing how they can help clients and whatnot. But what's interesting is not too long ago, one of the, and I've seen this material before, that if you miss the couple of big days that the market rebounds, you miss out on making a large percentage of the total return for that year. And what did we have this week? We had a day with 600 points. How about yesterday, Friday? I mean, we're up almost 200 points, and it was flat to even at 3 o'clock. And all of a sudden, at the end, it went up. So last week was a pretty good rebound week. Now we know we're back to where we were. Now you're still going to have the discussions from all the financial analysts. Hey, what's the market going to do? Is it going to give us that year-end rally? Some people are calling for that, or some people are saying, no, it's just a head fake, and then we're going to go back lower. So we'll see how that plays out. But the big news this week, why did the market do so well? That's because the federal chairman, Mr. Powell, said interest rates are near neutral. And you're probably saying, well, what does that mean to me? Well, near neutral means they may not increase them that much anymore. And what was also interesting is, you know, looking at the yield on the 10-year treasury, the 10-year treasury at 3%, maybe 1 point notch under 3%, were closed yesterday on Friday. Now that's interesting. One analyst came out this week and he said he could see interest rates at 2.85 in January. That's lower than what everybody's thinking. Now, the Fed's going to increase these rates, and everybody expects it, so I hope they do it, because if they don't do it, people are going to say, what's going on? What's wrong? They read into everything. So rates are going to go up a quarter of a point. What's that mean to you? Short-term rates on savings, whatnot, will go a little bit higher. You'll make a few more dollars. Unfortunately, mortgage rates might go a little bit higher, but then I'm starting to wonder, if you look at some of these housing sale numbers that are a little thin, a little weak, you know, maybe because it's weather, who knows, maybe because it's, you know, Christmas time, who knows, maybe you start to see certain institutions cut their rates in order to bring in more business, be more competitive than another institution. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But the two-year treasury, looking at a rate of about 2.8%. Now remember that, 2.8% for the two-year treasury. The three-month treasury is 2.35. Not that big of a difference. Five-year treasury is 2.83, we'll call it. And a 10-year treasury is, we'll call it 3. So not that much of a difference between the three-month treasury and the 10-year. 65 basis points. That's all you're talking about. Interest rates, you know, you wonder why, you know, we talk about it, but that's the big thing the market's going to focus on here now. Starting in December here, the big focus will be on two things, you know, the trade talks, the G20 meeting this weekend, and interest rate with the Fed. Now, the trade talks, they might not go that well. They did sign a deal between Canada and Mexico, and I think what's happening, they're signing all these other side deals and just leaving China to hang out there for a while until they get the deal they want. So we'll take a look at some more of the market news, but we're going to take a short burst of break. Just remember, 412-281-3119, toll-free 1-800-400-3119. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. We will be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life, as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.